100, verse 3, says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." I love that. That's Psalm 100, verse 3. Well, happy Sunday to you. Yeah, the first Sunday in the month of August. Yeah, July is a distant memory now. Welcome to Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll. Sunday Worship is a program that's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off here. Here's Watkinsville Worship and Glory to Your Name on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin.
So much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. Friend, I pray that you are just having a good weekend, just a blessed weekend with your family and loved ones. My name is Joey Kroll, and Psalm 69, verse 13, talks about prayer. The psalmist says, "My prayer to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God, in the greatness of your loving kindness, answer me with your saving truth." And Dr. Charles Stanley said one time, "Fighting our battles on our knees means that we go before a holy God in reverence for who He is, placing our petitions, fears, wars, and struggles before the sovereign of the universe and entrusting them to His care."
Be still my soul, the Lord is on your side. cross of grief or pain, leave to thy God to order and provide in every change. He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through stormy waves, lead to still my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. We often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter. Stay.
Our hearts and minds on Jesus today. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. And the story's been told of native converts on the island of Madagascar who was preparing to be baptized as the next step in their faith. And before entering the baptismal waters, the local pastor would normally ask them to share a little about how they came to know the Christ that they are publicly professing. And one gentleman shared how he knew a vile family, a wicked family who were thieves. They were drunkards. They were extremely wicked until one day he noticed they were radically different. They were no longer the same. They found Christ and he was the one who changed them from the inside out. Their testimony compelled this man to respond to the gospel of grace. Friend, let us live our lives in a way where we are pointing and telling people about Jesus.
The grace of God has reached for me and pulled me from a raging sea, and I am safe on this solid ground. The Lord is my salvation. I will not fear when darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation.
Sacred, holy, set apart name of Jesus. You are listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you, and life. Life can be filled with much hurt and much disappointment. I mean, it may be the child who left behind his or her faith, or when the doctor calls and tells you the news that you've been dreading. It may be the widow trying to figure out life without her husband, or it could be a failed relationship. Wherever it is on that spectrum, we all can agree that life, well, it has its problems. Friend, while life is filled with its curveballs, God's word is not ignorant of our strikeouts. Isaiah 40, verse 11 says, "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom." He promises that he will provide his sheep with the comfort and care that they need. Friend, if you are a child of God, he will pick you up and carry you in his arms. Allow him to embrace you with his tender love, because last I checked, he is still the good shepherd.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him.
praise in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unbelief.
Sing it again, I stand amazed.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
In your presence, Lord.
And I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall be.
Robin Mark and I Stand Amazed right here on today's program of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. Friend, I pray that you've been blessed today. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to our website at our audio archives section at greatnewsradio.org. And while you're there, you can find out more about this radio ministry, Great News Radio, yeah, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine and hang out with God's people today, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.